Welcome to the Local Exposure Time Machine. This month, we take a look back at some of our favorite interviews and stories around Greater Cincinnati.
These stories were handpicked by the LX team after many hours of deliberation. So we invite you now to join us.
Join us
inside the Local Exposure Time Machine. Northside was Local Exposure's premier episode. We wanted the show to be in the middle of the story by being on location. Our interview with Rachel from Grateful Grams enveloped us with ginger scents, sounds of cookie cutting, and even accompanied by her son, Ellis. The graham cracker dates all the way back to the early 1800s. Developed by Reverend Graham, originally called Dr. Graham's Honey Biscuit, is actually more like a cookie and less like a cracker. It's set apart from the other crackers, or cookies, by its flour. The original recipe called for graham flour, a combination of fine ground white flour, coarse ground wheat bran, and germ. Rachel DeRauscher of Grateful Grams takes this simple recipe and aged cracker a step further with her vegan graham cracker with gratitude.
The gratitude piece is a huge one for us. My husband and I, that's something that we speak to our kids over and over, is the fact that you have to work and you can do anything you want. You can live your dreams, but you have to do it with gratitude. You have to be grateful for the good and the bad and all the lessons that come with it. And that's the message that I really feel that Grateful Grams is here for, is it's good to live out your dreams. It's good to do what you want to do. You have to do that. We get this life one time, and to really be grateful for that. And the proof's here.
Now, the dough being a vegan dough, does that make it more pliable than a regular dough, or does that make it harder to work with?
When I first started, I actually made them regular with butter and honey and made them vegan. And the dough, to me, didn't have a different consistency. And the feedback on the vegan dough was great. And so we took it and ran with it.
Why vegan?
Why not? I think there's a lot of different ways. For one, my dad's a vegan, and for me as his daughter, it was really awesome to have something to be able to give to him that he can eat. He's been a vegan. He went vegan when he got prostate cancer. So it was a huge thing to say, hey, here's something delicious. And I think it makes a difference, and it opens up your audience completely. It gives me completely different markets. And you have the people that are vegan for lots of different reasons. I love it when I do events and I have moms come up and say, it's so nice to have a healthy snack my kids can eat because they have dairy allergies. That to me is huge.
How does this change the cooking procedure in general? Like what kind of ingredients do you have to cater yourself to?
Well, instead of doing butter, we use Earth Balance, which is a non-hydrogenated oil blend spread. And it comes in sticks just like butter does, and it's easy and great and fine to work with. And we use agave nectar in our product too, as opposed to honey, which would your traditional graham. And that's the one thing graham crackers do have traditionally is honey, which makes them not vegan. So,
and why did you choose the graham cracker?
No one makes a handmade graham cracker. Some friends came over and she showed me she was like, let's make graham crackers. And I was like, oh my God, okay, I've never had a handmade graham cracker. And then on top of it, I remember my grandmother always having those boxed graham crackers, and I hated them. It was just horrible to me. I'm from a huge line of foodies, so boxed grahams. Anyway, so I had that, and I said, I've never in my life had anything like that, ever. It's not a cookie, you know, it's totally different. And I said, this is it. And I was out of a job, and we had just had a baby, and I looked at my husband, and I said, I'm just going to do this. And he goes, do what? And I said, I'm just going to start making graham crackers and selling them. This was February when I decided that I was going to start a company, and within 2 months, I had called Dan at Park & Vine. I've known him when I used to do marketing for another company, so we knew each other through there, and I called, and I said, I'm going to just try this. I said, can you just carry them? Give me a chance. And he goes, sure. And so the same weekend was Earth Day at Sawyer Point. So we went down to Earth Day. It was my husband and my baby and my older son, and some of our other family came down. We made our delivery to Park & Vine on Friday. And then Saturday we went to Earth Day and set up. before the event was over, we had sold out. And I said, this is it. We can do it. The rest is history.
You say your family is a big part of it. You actually have a little assistant here today.
I do. My son Ellis, who's almost 3.5 months, is here. He comes to the kitchen with me. My toddler does not come because she would be in the ovens or eating all the graham crackers. So he comes and hangs out. Yeah.
And what kind of graham crackers does Grateful Grahams create?
We do an original and a chocolate. Both are cinnamon and sugar. This week's, you came in, we are doing music notes for a friend who has a big symphony event next weekend. We also are doing Zufari this week, so we did fun little owls and bats and wolves. We're doing an event for Bluegrass for Babies this week, too, so we did big storks for them. So it's kind of crazy, all the fun stuff that's coming out of the kitchen today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much.
That was Rachel from Grateful Grahams. You can catch these sweet vegan treats at the Hyde Park Farmers Market, Blue Manatee Children's Bookstore and D-Cafe, Park and Vine, and more. For more information about Grateful Grahams, visit our website at wvxu.org/lx. Thank you for joining us on our journey in the Local Exposure Time Machine.
Join us next week for another trip into the void.
Void.
Void. Void. Void. Void. Void. Void.